And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Jovan Filyaw.
What was his other name? Jaron Vandersloot? Some other name.
Yeah,
he changed his name to Joseph Pulitzer.
J. Hutton Pulitzer.
There you go. J. Hutton Pulitzer. Gosh. He's got that whole J. Howard Marshall feel to it, and then he adds Pulitzer at the end of it.
He was your nemesis?
I thought he was your nemesis.
No, it wasn't mine. George's? Mine. I think he was yours, Gordon.
See, I thought he was my nemesis, but somehow I pawned him off onto you and set you up as his nemesis. And then y'all had to confront each other.
Yeah, it was. That was a typical Gordo step back.
Yeah, there was some kind of weird matador move I did on that one.
For those who don't know who Jovan is or was, 10 years ago this week, he invented the Q-Cat.
This week?
10 years ago this week?
Wow.
Yes.
I thought that was like 15 years ago. That was only 10 years ago?
It was a $40 million project that didn't exactly pan out.
No, it was basically like a IRC reader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you call them?
Yeah, sure.
It was a code reader that, you know, newspapers would have the little barcode in there for more information on a news story. You could swipe your Q-Cat, and it was in the shape of a crouching cat. And Belo sunk $40 million into that
deal. That's what it was, yeah.
And had that little sound on the newscast that your Q-Cat
could hear. For
more information.
It says Radio Shack sunk $30 million into it, a couple of other companies $28 million and $10 million, so he must have made a lot of money on it. He must have got the last laugh.
What was his show?
And it was even after it crashed, into like Tech Talk or something like that. He had some show on our sister station, I think, and also on TV. And the last time we saw him was after that whole company had crashed and burned. Do you remember this?
Mm-mm.
We were getting on a plane, and he was sitting in first class. And he was wearing a pink shirt, pink button-down shirt.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And I think I stopped and said a few words with him, friendly words. But fact is, he crashed and burned a company, and he was still up in first class.
Right.
And I was heading back to sit with a guy who carried a chicken in a cage on his lap.
The Buffalo Sabres fired head coach Lindy Ruff this week. Hard to believe that he still had that job after all these years. Ruff was the Sabres coach in the 99 finals against the Stars. The Stars have since gone from Hitch to Wilson to Tippett to Crawford to Gullitson, all the while Ruff stayed at the helm in Buffalo.
Don't you always think of no goal with him?
Yep. He was the longest tenured NHL coach, and now the title belongs to Nashville's Barry Trotz in his 15th season with the Predators. Andy Reid's firing in Philly this offseason means Bill Belichick is now the longest tenured NFL head coach, finishing his 14th season with the Pats. Mike Socia is the longest tenured manager in baseball, beginning his 14th season with the Angels. And Greg Popovich has the longest tenure of any coach in pro sports, currently in his 17th season with the Spurs. Speaking of coaches, the NFL has apparently had enough of coaches like Jim Harbaugh and Rob Ryan who come off the bench onto the field to argue calls. A league official told CBS Sports this week that next season, the officials will throw penalty flags on coaches who leave the sideline. The NFL feels like coaches are getting more and more out of control, and they plan on taking back that control.
Good. We need to be out there.
It wasn't that long ago that it was a big story if a head coach in college football made $1 million a year. Now that's what his assistants are making. Cam Cameron, the former Ravens offensive coordinator, just signed a three-year, $3.4 million deal to be Les Miles offensive coordinator at LSU. John Chavis, LSU's defensive coordinator, already makes $1.2 million a season.
Wow. He's got a Super Bowl ring, too, by the way, even though he got fired.
Cam Cameron?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods played a round of golf on Sunday with Barack Obama down in Florida.
Hussein Obama.
Obama.
The foursome also included Jim Crane, the Astros owner, and the ticket's own Ron Kirk, the former Dallas mayor and outgoing U.S. trade representative. According to Golf Digest, Obama spent 8 hours on Saturday before his Sunday round with Tiger working with Butch Harmon. The two played 27 practice holes.
Man.
Pool reporters were allowed to speak with the president before and after the rounds, but the press was not allowed to cover the actual rounds, so we have no idea what anybody shot.
So not just a round, but 27, plus time with Butch Harmon.
Mm-hmm. 8 hours on Saturday.
Wow.
And then the round with Tiger on Sunday. Man, he plays a lot of golf.
It's the weekend. He has the weekends off, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, you're the president.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
There are no days off.
What's He's the
job?
Most important man in the world. He needs to spend 24-7 at that job.
The North Koreans are not going to say, hey, it's Saturday. That's not push the button today.
In 3 years and 10 months, he will have the rest of his life to play golf. He can dedicate all of his time now to our country, which is full of problems.
So you mean to tell me you think that the libs would have complained if George W. had played golf this month?
They did.
God.
And finally he stopped playing.
No idea.
And all of a sudden, my fellow libs don't seem to have a problem with the president playing golf anymore.
Oh, he needs some downtime. He needs some recreation.
Yeah. Hey, folks.
Baseball Prospectus has predicted the 2013 season, and they'd like the Angels to win the West. They've got L.A. winning 90. They've got the Rangers finishing second in the West by only 3 games, winning 87. They give Texas a 50-50 chance of making the postseason again. They like the Yankees to win the East, the Tigers to win the Central, and in the National League, they project the Nats, Reds, and Dodgers as division winners.
Hmm.
Former Rangers skipper Bobby Valentine has a new gig. Oddly, he's about to be named athletic director of Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Hey, guys.
Bobby is 62, and in an even odder note, did you know that he's credited with inventing the wrap sandwich?
Heard about that, and that's an outrageous claim, I think.
Bobby Valentine?
Yes. He says he came up with it in 1980 in Stamford, Connecticut at Bobby Valentine's Sports Cafe. The toaster broke, and so he wrapped the sandwich with a tortilla and called it a Club Mex. Others started calling it a wrap. And now you know the rest of the story.
I don't know about that.
That's what he claims.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Fabulous Thunderbirds wrote a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up.
Did you ever have a rap prior to 1980?
No, I didn't. But I think raps are kind of a whip.
I don't like raps.
Because I associate them with kind of cold, packaged in the clear plastic thing at the airport mess.
If you make them right, they're awesome.
Well, I guess I've never had anyone make them right.
Come over today. I'll fix your wrap.
There's no way you can fix a wrap. You can't get the you can't get the tortilla fold.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can do the fold properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that takes years to get that down.
To perfect the fold.
What is the coldest inhabitable place on Earth?
How would you my mother's heart.
How would you like to live in the Russian village of Omiyakon, where the low in the winter can get down to 95 below zero?
Oh, my gosh.
That, by definition, is not inhabitable, then.
They can't grow anything there, so the locals live on reindeer and horse meat, and there are no cases of anybody being malnourished. People leave their cars running all the time because it's too hard to get them started again in the winter. And digging a grave takes up to 3 days because they have to thaw the ground with hot coals before they can dig.
Just burn the body.
Just dynamite.
Oh,
on the ground, not the body.
Oh.
Omiyakon is...
I thought you were talking about destroying them like you do a beached whale.
Oh, he blowed up real good.
Woo! Blowed up real good.
Omiyakon is way, 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 way north in Siberia. Its population is about 500.
Those are beaten people.
Tell me about it.
Why do they even reproduce? Why can't they let themselves die out?
I don't know.
They got to keep warm somehow.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but throw a Jimmy hat on it.
And not necessarily the way you want to leave this world. After a 51-year-old man was found dead in Everett, Washington in January, with his 220-pound girlfriend lying face down on top of him, sheriff's deputies attributed the cause of death to his having been smothered by the 50-year-old woman's breasts.
I heard about that.
Neighbors said they heard the man screaming for the woman to get off of him.
I have a Google alert for breast death.
Dang.
Wait, he was screaming, and she doesn't get off of him?
Yeah, doesn't that sound like murder?
Yeah.
Murder by breast?
I'm insane now.
He probably should have had a better safe phrase than what he was saying.
Yeah, get off me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what my safe phrase is, don't you?
Yes, go ahead and say it again.
With me and my partner, my safe word is harder.
Once a year. Take that thrashing.
And finally,
I stole that.
An old golfer comes in from around at a golf course and heads into the grill. As he passes through the swinging doors, he sees a sign hanging over the bar. Cold beer, $2. Hamburger, $2.25. Cheeseburger, $2.50. Hand love, $50.
Whoa.
Checking his wallet to be sure he has the necessary payment, the old golfer walks up to the bar and beckons an incredibly attractive female bartender who is serving drinks to a couple of other golfers. She glides down behind the bar to the old golfer. "Yes," she says with a big smile, "may I help you?" The old golfer leans over the bar and whispers, "I was wondering, young lady, are you the one who gives the hand love?" She looks into his eyes and with that big smile says, "Yes, sir, I sure am." The old golfer leans closer and says softly, "Well, wash your hands real good because I want a cheeseburger."
Unbelievable.
That's yet another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the radio segment that makes all other radio segments look like a bowl of cabbage.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting.
We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, then, Junior, 7:52 here on The Ticket. Up next in the emergency break of the week, he's back. Get ready. A legendary player is back on the scene.